first quarter, which January to March, has proven to actually be the busiest in the airport's history, with almost 160,000 passengers travelling through the airport during this period. The numbers represent about an 18% increase on 2023 same period, and we're actually 6% higher than our previous busiest first 3 months of the year, which occurred in 2019. So very, very positive news and a positive sign ahead of what we expect to be a very busy summer.
And this has been supported, I suppose, Donal, by record numbers as well on routes to the UK, including London, Heathrow, Edinburgh and Liverpool seem to be the ones that are jumping out.
Yeah, thankfully and very encouragingly, the number travelling in the first 3 months, in particular to the UK, where we'd have 9 destinations in the first quarter of the year, almost 150,000 passengers, which was actually 20% up on the same period last year. And as you said, it was boosted particularly by the start of our new Heathrow service, of course, which started with Aer Lingus last March, and that has proven to be very popular, particularly the onward connectivity piece. And as you said, we've had record traffic on the likes of our services to Edinburgh and Liverpool as well during this period. So very strong numbers reported by both Aer Lingus and Ryanair in the first quarter. As I said, it augurs well for hopefully what will be a very busy summer at the airport again.
Yeah, just looking ahead to the summer there as well, these figures really bode well and look like it's going to be another particularly busy summer for holidaymakers that are heading off to maybe sunnier destinations.
Yeah, absolutely. We've a bumper 2024 summer schedule here at the airport. We've flights to 21 destinations. In total, Ryanair will operate flights to 9 city break and sun destinations across Europe, including the likes of your usual Alicante, Barcelona, Cologne, Faro. Of course, the return of our Lanzarote and Tenerife services is very welcome. They're operating again for this summer after a 4-year absence. And then you have the likes of Mallorca and Malaga and Cologne. So it's Ryanair looking like to be about a 3% increase this summer. And when you put that in line with the encouraging numbers in the first period, it looks like, thankfully, people have decided they're continuing to take holidays despite some pressures in the economy and with in bills and finances. What's very positive for us is that people are continuing to travel during the winter, and it looks like sun holidays and city breaks are going to be top of the agenda as well for this summer. So very encouraging news for the airport and indeed the west and northwest regions, as the numbers coming in from the likes of Milan, Cologne and Barcelona, and indeed the UK markets that we serve, will prove a big boost for tourism in the region.